Welcome back to NewsRamp Health, Fitness and Wellness for Tuesday evening, August 18th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Biomed News Breaks, Regenis Biomaterials Limited, NYSE American. RGNT marks key IP milestone for Gelrin-C manufacturing. Regenis Biomaterials strengthens its Gelrin-C cartilage repair technology with a Japanese patent milestone for its manufacturing process. This adds to the company's global IP portfolio of nearly 30 patents, enhancing its commercialization efforts. The proprietary manufacturing process increases yield and simplifies production, supporting Regenis's goal of offering an off-the-shelf cartilage repair product. The company is progressing with European commercialization and advancing its pivotal U.S. South trial towards pre-market approval by the end of 2027.
Investor News Breaks, Viraxa Biotech AG turns to AI to advance precision oncology. Viraxa Biotech collaborates with AI-focused research organization Artigen to enhance its oncology pipeline using artificial intelligence. By leveraging Artigen's AI expertise and Viraxa's Biotech platform, the companies aim to optimize dual-target combinations for T-cell engagers and antibody-drug conjugates. Viraxa's AND-gated approach, activating therapies when two cancer-associated targets are present, could revolutionize drug discovery. The technology may also uncover safer applications for previously abandoned targets or therapies. For more information, visit Viraxa's website. Mission IR News Breaks. Viraxa Biotech AG turns to AI to advance precision oncology. Viraxa Biotech is teaming up with AI-focused research organization Artigen to enhance its oncology pipeline through the use of artificial intelligence. By leveraging Artigen's expertise in AI, computational biology, and bioinformatics, along with Viraxa's biotech platform, the companies aim to optimize dual-target combinations for T-cell engagers and antibody-drug conjugates. This collaboration could revolutionize target validation and reduce development risks in the field of precision oncology.
Global health tech competition aims to accelerate innovation, improving cardiovascular and brain health. The American Heart Association is now accepting applications for its 2026 health tech competition, aiming to accelerate innovation in cardiovascular and brain healthcare. Five finalists will present at Scientific Sessions 2026, showcasing technologies that can transform how conditions like high blood pressure and heart failure are managed. This global competition connects healthcare innovators with clinicians and investors to bring evidence-based solutions to patients faster.
Fitness legend Monica Brandt proudly joins N101 Nitric Oxide as product ambassador. Fitness legend Monica Brandt has joined N101 Nitric Oxide as a product ambassador, announced by Dr. Nathan South. Brian, CEO of Brian Therapeutics, Inc. Nitric oxide-based consumer products for cardiovascular health and athletic performance are gaining popularity, with N101 leading the market due to its science-based approach. Monica Brandt, a renowned fitness icon, will help promote the brand's integrity and commitment to science-based products.
Researchers identify a protein that could be targeted in glioblastoma therapy. Researchers have identified a protein on glioblastoma cells that could be targeted to make the cancer more vulnerable to treatments. This discovery offers hope for more effective therapies against this aggressive brain cancer. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. may play a key role in developing future drugs to combat glioblastoma by combining them with therapies aimed at targeting this protein.
Biomed Newsbreak's Nanox Imaging Limited signs exclusive UK reseller agreement with Vertex Scientific Limited for the commercialization of its Health OSTi bone solution. The agreement grants Vertex an exclusive license to market and resell Health OST in the UK for an initial 3-year term. Health OST is an AI software solution that supports clinicians in evaluating musculoskeletal disease of the spine, including osteoporosis.
Mission IR news breaks. Nanovirucides NYSE American. NYC. Expects phase 2 Ebola trial of NV-387 oral gummies to begin soon in DRC. Nanovirucides Inc. NYSE American. NNV announced that a phase 2 clinical trial of NV-387 oral gummies for Ebola treatment is set to start soon in the DRC. Regulatory approval has been granted, and Professor Patrick Katodo will lead the trial. Preparatory work is underway, with first patient dosing expected in a few weeks. The company believes oral delivery could offer advantages in outbreak settings.
Psychedelic news breaks. Cardiodioxix Holdings Inc. launches in-house CLIA-certified laboratory. Cardiodioxix Holdings Inc. has launched its in-house CLIA-certified laboratory in Iowa City, Iowa. This move gives the company control over processing its clinical tests, EpiPlus Gene CHDTM and Precision CHDTM, from sample receipt to result delivery. The facility, with licenses for multiple states, aims to improve cost control, quality, and turnaround times, targeting gross margins of about 40% at scale. Current turnaround time is 7 to 10 business days.
Investor News breaks Helus Pharma TCBOECA. Help appoints Regina Donahue, Chief People Officer, and Suresh Durgam to Scientific Advisory Board. Helus Pharma TMCBOECACA. PHL has appointed Regina Donahue as Chief People Officer and Suresh Durgam to its Scientific Advisory Board. Donahue, former Chief Human Resources Officer at Intracellular, brings valuable experience, while Durgam, with over 2 decades in CNS drug development, enhances the company's scientific leadership. These appointments aim to bolster Helus Pharma's organizational capabilities as it progresses its pipeline towards potential commercialization. Cess Innovations International, a developer of surgical robotic technologies, reported record Q2 revenue of $13.90 million, up 39.4% year-over-year. SSI Mantra installations rose 30.4% to 30 systems, with a total of 224 systems across 12 countries. The company aims for FDA clearance by Q1 2027 and EU CE marking by end 2026, with telesurgery expanding SSI Mantra's clinical profile.
That's it for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.